Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odro. This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ.
Our foundation scripture is John chapter 12, verses 20 and 21. John the 12th chapter, the 20th. And the 21st verses, the Bible said, there were certain Greeks among them that came up to worship at the feast. The same therefore came to Philip, which was of Bethsaida of Galilee. They desired him, saying, "Sir, we want to see Jesus." The same therefore came to Philip, which was of Bethsaida of Galilee, and desired him, saying, "Sir, we want to see Jesus." Amazingly, I will want us to read the same prophetical scripture in our language. Yifri Johannes Mpa itredu mi yenu imwa ye diyono eni ye diyono bako Johannes Mpa itra ye idu mi yenu ni imwa ye diyoni ye diyono bako tifi yinkilo yeno ose enkwa ifri uwo mi yente ura diyasa
na hila fubu ono ba sorry ba sorry afashina sinimo eno ba Filippo a ufri beisaida wa Galilea nonche eno bekacho ni sura yepesi yuhunu Yesu and about Filippo, our free by said, our Galilean non chain, or Becca Chen is so rare. You perceive who he is.
Luke chapter 21, from verse number 34 to 36. Luke, the 21st chapter, the 34 to the 36th verses. The Bible said, "Take heed to yourselves, lest at any time your hearts be overcharged with suffering and drunkenness and the curse of this life, so that they come upon you unawares. For as a snare, it shall come upon all them that dwell upon the face of the earth." The Bible said, "Watch ye therefore and pray always that ye may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass and to stand before the Son of Man." Am I reading the right place anyway? Look, the 21st chapter, the 34th verse through to the 36th verses. He says, "Take heed to yourselves, lest at any time your hearts, it's a revelation there. Possibly might not have the time to go into that particular revelation tonight, but we will come to that sometime later. Your hearts, every English literature student knows that a person cannot have hearts. Grammatically, it is, take heed unto yourself that your hearts be not overcharged with suffering and with drunkenness and the curse of this life, so that day does not come upon you unawares. For as a snare," let's use common words for the snare, "for as a trap, for as a net, for as fidia," for, yeah, that's what he is trying to tell you. This is what I've been telling you for the past 3 weeks now. "For as a snare, it shall come upon you unawares." Watch. Always watch. Be on your guard. Watch. A person smiling with you, cry if it is for. Watch the snare. There is a breakthrough, but watch the snare. The people are hailing you, but watch the snare. The people are applauding you, but watch. The people that are applauding, no fire snare. TNA, can I? And some more, why not you? Oh, bet ye. Neatly, they say, Tiana, bet ye. Tia! Thank you very much. So, it's going to be, I mean, watch the snare. When everything is all right, you better watch the snare. There is a snare. Always there is a snare. Always, at every level, every point. The Bible said he lays a table before me in the presence of the snares. Enemies. Yes, you know, Kasanu. Yeah, in their presence. Once your head is being anointed with oil, it is done in the face or the visibility of snares. Watch the snare. Praise the name of the Lord. But why you hear snare? No, I ain't mean you. Yeah. Many, I know many church fathers who were ensnared. I don't want to mention his name. Amazing man of God. He was poisoned. His poison came from the sharpest poison on earth. It is the bile of the crocodile. Odenchem bojuma. Anuon namchem. Any poison on earth, not snakes, not scorpions, not even the poison in frogs. When a viper bites you, within just 5 minutes, your whole system will shut down. But when the crocodile's bile touches you, it can take 3 weeks. Therefore, it becomes difficult to trace the source of death. William said, if I put a crocodile bile in my hands and touch this bottle, this water is poisoned instantly. So, what do you do, baby? I know what cool channel to you need. We may run my 3 years, and I'm an enemy, and I wrote on Pabu and what's now so a year, Sasso. And you will be on Mugra, I won't tell you, I won't know about the Babu's cars, so I bet TMT. A sum of idiot! Praise the Lord. Watch the snare. That is what they used. And the thing took 3 weeks. I said, I want to do no ancestor IB, you know. And then he went to the hospital. Ofimuja. Died! So I want to talk to you on that premise. We want to work the revelation of the grace of God. It is going to be a tremendous blessing to all of us. Watch the snare. Watch the snare. It's a snare. Say a good amen. Now, you know, having read you that, I mean, willing King Kaho, and then right after that, I am going to allow you to take your seat. It's Luke chapter 21, the 34th to the 36th verses. Look at Sempa, it tell you, Nubaku, Imu, Yediasa, a copy media sense, and a Tivin Cho, you know, or say Kokobo. As my making, watch the snare, Naya Kokobo. Willie King Kaho, me into you.
Namosha Muye, Napuchane, Sabron, and Quemun, Yamaho, Dajani, how, and Shomakuma so. Na da number 2 mpo firi mi se fidi na beba wona ote asase nyina ni nyina so entimu wen na monsreda na monya ho de de adwane afinio mare bebe nyina mu na makogye oni baba nanim entimu wen na monsreda na monya ho de de adwane afinio mare bebe nyina mu na makogye na oni baba no
ele sanke gambe mamnu echi
na monsha mu huye
ase hwo huye
na pocha
chane and sabro
ne nkwan mu ne ma ho dagene
kwan mu tie ye akin gamba bro
na monsha mu huye na pochane sabro
ne pochane sabro
ne nkwan mu ne ma
kwan mu dagene ho ne ma ene how
an shema koma so
ye yi ne ma koma akohwe na
pocha.
The Bible said take heed mo hwe mo hu yi shanwe yi kokobo no no asha asiero na pocha pocha ye edidie pocha ye edidie achi benku kwabrane benku esi na nimu a ose hwe yi say didi fon no hwe yi. I'm talking to you, the heart of God. Ghana, mo yan wa de pa, especially break time around 12 o'clock. You know, show me. Say, I got amen. Na pocha.
Ne ensabro.
Ne ensabro. Mo amu no ansa. Wo Ghana he na me ne mo kasa na dwi. Show me. Ma juma fono. E kasa ma chino. Munti ye ni ye. An shamoso. Ne dano am a tumum pofri musifiti. Kasam tini. Praise the name of the Lord. We can come up.
Name Quemun Yama Hotajene, how Aunt Shama Kumaso.
Read the word.
Ne dano am a tumum pofri
musifiti. Eba! Kana metu impofri musifiti.
Never bow no tears are seen in any nasso.
Never bow on what? The tears are seen so in any nasso.
It's a more way.
Udi kinds are seen or see how we. Afedia or sing name.
Namon Shredda.
Napompa Yesredda.
No mania wanting.
We are wanting.
Dear Johnny, if you never
remember, we are wanting, dear Johnny. May cast so much. We are wanting, dear Johnny. Can come up with me too.
Namako Jina only Papa no enim.
I will want to start tonight's service, ladies and gentlemen, by reminding you the word, the prophetical word that God gave us on the 31st of December 2018 before we crossed over into this year. We need to remind ourselves so that we can be able to examine ourselves whether we are on course or whether we have diverted. So everybody in this place, we will want to remind ourselves what the prophetic message was. And that particular scripture is Luke chapter 13, verse number 6 to verse number 9. Luke 13, verse 6 to verse 9. We read this 2 years ago on 31st, and this past 31st, we read it again. I will want us to look at it very carefully. The Bible said, and he speak this parable, a certain man had a fig tree planted in his vineyard, and he came sought fruit thereon, and found none. Then he said unto the dresser of the vineyard, behold, these 3 years I come seeking fruit on this fig tree and find none. Cut it down. Cut it down. Why cumbereth it the ground? Why is it occupying space without bearing fruit? And so the Bible said, and the dresser answered the Lord and said, Lord, let it alone this year. Also, I like that verse. Let it alone this year also, till I shall dig about it and dung it, and it shall bear fruit. And if it shall bear fruit, well. If not, then thou shalt cut it down. This is a very, this is one of the most powerful parables that Jesus ever said. Very, very, very powerful. Let's go back to verse number 8, and then when Willie finishes this, I am going to. Atibi intro in the end,
Broduma and Suaba.
Broduma and Suaba. And no. And I did. Ejina, and Anna doing some nina. So, looking at Babro.
No, Obu Ombe, he
said. Ugu Obu Ombe, he said.
Obu Broduma, I would be on the Bobby True.
Obu Broduma, I would be on the Bobby True.
No, but she's Suaba.
A pound, sir. Ebrebi wako kopea suwaba.
Na wenye bi.
Achwa mema yule mfise Yesu. Na yeka se ishene nso. Wenye bi.
Na wakache chwa mshefone se.
Anu wakache chwa mshefone se.
She mfise yami enseni na mabasa mebeishe brodume yisu waba.
Mfise yami enseni ye. Mibasa mebepe. Idye yisu waba. Ensu menya.
Chachine.
Chachine.
Adenti na haji asasi suwa kente enso.
Tieni ye. Dientin waji asasi ya kenten so awon suaba.
No buase ne se.
En wo buase ne se.
Oru amani suwa afi inso.
Mani si ho afi ba akonka.
En kosi se me funu funu ho na me gugu ase.
En kosi se me funu funu ho na me gugu ase.
Na ebi ya beso.
Ebi ya na aso.
Na se ansoa.
Na se ansoa.
What church ne?
Waba bi church ne. En a me church ne wose. Ewurade ama wo another year. Se ubi timi asoa ba. We've been wasting years like African leaders. African leaders. We are waiting instead of delivering. We wait until, the third, second half year. And then we begin to talk about vote for me next time. But you have the power. Do whatever you wish to do with the power. Anya, West Africa and Guam. There are so many places. Akumafo nengrofu edidi Africa. Nanya mwami nambidimu ya. Yeah. Pia ye! Kenya miya kire. Edafedefe biye ni. Mfani pa we ye. Yedi nyami ya samne ba uprano. Ubeti. You will hear it. Ain't no joke, baby. Ain't no joke. We're not joking. There's an assignment on our lives, and we can't joke with that assignment. If you can't stand it, join us. It's a good advice.
Yes, sir.
Join us. Because you can't do anything about it. See, I just wanted to get the word funu funu. Number Google has here, and that word is that I will dig about it and dung it. Put it on the thing. Let's work. I will dig about it and I will dung it. Look at it. Till I dig about it. So once we are sitting here, that is what we are doing. We are digging about it and we are dunging your life. Are you serious? Number 1, 2019, and God bless you and it shall be well with you and everything. If you want God to raise you high this year, Number one, rend your heart. I told you that. Rend your heart. Munsun Sama Kumim and Yamontadi. A henny is a quotation with Joel chapter 2, verse 13. Joel 2, 13. Let's read that particular scripture. Joel, the second chapter, and baby. King, how many in tea?
Munsun Sama Kumim.
Sunsan Wakumim.
Nanyamontadi.
Yawatadi. Sunsan. Akumenim. Ubetina. So we are born again. Sunsan Akumim. And when you say Christopher, you pray. And what Ghana? Woman Nim Kura, near Frenesa. Nim Akumasun, Akumasun, sign. You Nim Ahopechi, and all that you know, I see a Nim. I'm telling you. Safonina, I hear you not, Momo. I catch it all. Please, when Yami and Sumna Niso, and Sumna Mia Niso, and Nuna, or Cassa, at not Mosumni Naka, yes, dear, a Nipan Shisha, Mosia. You have rehearsed it. A Nipa, and Shisha, Mosia, Cross or Gunsa, Cross or the Nomansa, Cross or the Way, you don't know. You bet she would do about the Jinan Quantaho. Besides, at the end, how did you have a so kong? Actually, I call Sura Hini. Who drew on our own quack or catching you? She said, Mempa. I be a Juma. Say a God, amen. Praise the name of the Lord. We can come home and interpret this.
Isaiah chapter 29 verse 13.
Isaiah 29 verse number 13.
Na erade se. Okay. Ese so me di wona no na ben me. No ade wona no fafa ne di me.
My God! Ye di ano na ben urade. Ye di ano fafa ne di urade.
Na wona koma de.
Wona koma de.
Wa ye fi me nchefo.
Si urade wo ekọ chiri chiri chiri.
Na suro o suro me no ye.
Suro
se de.
Gan na suro nya me no. Eye de ya.
Nipa hyehye de.
Eye nipa en hyehye de.
A wo su yan ko ara nti.
Su yan ko ara ne ye di gu ason de. Sla Ghana, sometimes there are even people who are opposing the word we are preaching. Means how? Hey, would you went you ubiti?
Yes, sir.
Into ubiti.
Yes, sir.
I don't know. I can't hear me adjourn chair. Hallelujah. Sla Ghana, sula ura deno. Hey, dear.
Nipa shasha dear.
Hey, nipa.
I was seeing quarantine.
Recitations, rituals, religious routines. That is what we are known for. Will you can come from me to you?
Wherefore the Lord said,
greed.
For as much as this
for as much as these people draw nigh unto me with their mouth
and with their lips do honor me. But have removed your heart far away from me.
Oh, yeah. Our heart is not part of the worship.
And their fear toward me is taught by the precepts of men.
It's interesting that our fear for God in this country are the thoughts, the concepts. I want to talk to you. Hear the mind of God. They are the teachings of men. Dogma. Dogmatic concepts and synapses. Dogmatic, you know, conceptualization. Dogmatic, you know, whatever they call it. Liturgy. Yeah, dogma. It runs into that. And the people are rather based themselves and their hearts on, you know, human expostulations and human conceptualization. And that is what they seek to win. And that is why you can't see the power of God and the absolute glory of Almighty God among yourselves. Because if God is among you, then I don't know why diabetes is among you. If God is among you, then I don't know why somebody is jobless in this place. If God is among you, I don't know why you lack the grace and the ability, the proclivity to stand and to be that which God wants you to be. If God is among you, you know, if God is among you, There is something that, you know, we all need to get. There's a revelation. TNE, and you're a good deal. If God is among you, where are the encounters of God? Where are the moves of God? You are carnal from church to state. Carnal. I'm telling you. And that is why someone shout, shame. Enter through the narrow way or narrow gate. Narrow gate. Not the broad one. The broad one has popular opinion. When I look at my ministry is a portrait of the whole world is standing on one side. And I and the God I'm preaching are also on another. The world feels they are right. And I look awkward. But whether you like it or not, the world, we do not get jack about your popular opinion. The gospel, unadulterated, undiluted, unpolluted, unflinching, unabated, is coming without any reservations or reluctancy. Who bet here? Telling you the heart of God. What should I say? Read yourself, Mamty.
Matthew chapter 7, verse 13.
Read.
Monsha no potia sianumu. No puna son or quiet channel, dear call say you mono. Now one or shan mono dorso. No potia sianoko here and dear conquemu. Now one or hununusa.
Hey! What's the one way? Hununo! They that find it are only few. Very few! Look at the English. Enter into the straight gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction. And many, period, many are on that road. Hey, when you're careful, you will follow people in church to hell. Because there are many people sitting here with a worldly mindset and not that of the Christ. There are many people sitting here who are not born again. That is why I preach, I sound the trumpet in Zion. In Zion. I preach to the church like I'm preaching on the crusade grounds. Because Nipani will go and you will be an sakra. My dream is actually kind. Munia dream such that. And yeah, or my way, munia dream such that. You have a form of godliness, but you have missed the power of God. You've missed the glory of God. I mean, if somebody loves God, they have forsaken themselves. Self is gone. They forsake themselves and begin to love God. Their life is on a new chapter. They are born again. The life of God is in them. They are born of God. They have overcome the world. Don't you understand that? The love of this world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, the pride of life, they have overcome that. They have overcome that as they are coming and they are coming and the word is preached and the word is taught and the anointing is flowing and the move of God and the presence of God and they you know, the Bible said, you know, they are being built up precept upon precept, line upon line, here a little, there a little. God grounds them in the faith in Christ Jesus. Oh yeah. See, I will not beat about the book. When I said to you on 31st night, rend your hearts. What I wanted to tell you to understand, because there are so many other things that you needed to come to, you know, a cognizant truth or fact about. Number two, fear God. This year, if you want to, this is not even my message. I'm only reminding you, fear God. Number three, put God first. If you want to succeed this year, I'm only bringing a reminder. This is a revision. Put God first. Number four. Or three. Be serious. Be very serious. This year, it takes serious people to be here on Tuesday evening. The rest can be watching their televisions. serious people. Just 2 hours of your quality time for the Lord as I build myself and being refined as fine gold. Seriousness. I'm serious in my faith, serious in my spirituality, serious in my finances, serious in my priorities, serious in my goal setting, serious in my relationships. I will not allow certain people to cross certain barriers. Serious people have put up barriers. And you beer to you. And you beer. Serious. Before somebody say, I accept Christ Jesus as Lord and personal Savior, you know, come into my heart, make me born again, make me. They have made a serious decision. So from today, I am not interested in it again. That's a serious decision. From today, I assume I would do a beer in me limo. Many years in a bo, it's a serious decision. Number 5, be prepared, because preparation is a prerequisite to any successful, relevant, and significant life. Preparation. A lot of people are haphazard, chaotic, anything goes. I mean, when I talk about like planning, prioritizing, goal setting, and all that kind of thing, to-do list and all that, all those, you know, wonderful concepts, it comes all under preparation. Yeah, timing, when to buy, when to sell. I'm talking to people in the forex trading market. When to trade, when to hold on. Preparation. Number 6, be focused. This is not my message. I'm only telling you something. And then I'll come to the real message. Be focused. I'm telling you, if we are going to get this message as God wants it to go, we need to be focused. Too many distractions. As you are sitting here, there are too many things competing for your attention. Television, internet, boyfriend, girlfriend, mother, father, brothers, friends, any, you know, and too many things are competing for your attention. At the same time, the devil is also in your dreams, in your whatever, whatever, and all that kind of thing. And all that. Then, at the same time, God says, come unto me, all ye that are heavy laden and encumbered with a load of care, and I will give you rest. So all these things are in the portrait picture at the same time. Be focused. Be focused. Some of them, you save your strength for the next level, because you are going to meet even a higher battle waiting for you. Life is full of battle. Life is a warfare. Brace yourself. That is why David said, he prepares my fingers for battle, my hands for war. If you feel that, you know, the devil is just going to sit down and have a cup of coffee, you know, whilst you go to the next level, is a lie. If you will feel as a church that what God is doing in this church, and everybody is crazy, and some are jealous, and some are envious, if we are thinking that the devil is going to have coffee and smoke some crazy, you know, weed in his pipe, I'm telling you, it is not true. The devil is on our case. I'm telling you, he's an accuser on our case. It's on our case. And the enemy fights from within first. There is no enemy that fights from outside. Every good enemy fights from within. I can give you many, many instances. Then they take it outside. From within to without. When in our Yesu Mufidi, Obi anyway, what to them are Yesu Mufidi. Obi boy, be the nanon na muho pesu anyemo. Ose wadache. Anon si yefidi. Anon si yefidi. Tieni ye yekem vura diakine. Then, I told you, be determined. Because without determination, the people will knock you down. Without determination, they will sway you from your focus. Without determination, insults will just get you off the line. I'm telling you, what if you want my, if you want my, what you are doing at 1 2 man, Jensen, who no? Jensen, who no? I was with me, Peja Umu. determined. Will be a determined when he is the same person is focused. For. There is no way you can bring that person to confusion or anarchy because the person is straightforward. A person could Dubai, Bibians, Sanadi. A person tone shoes, Bibians, Sanadi. When you focus and determine, San will be person who is Nante. No, you determine as any panel and found Fidia Besum, no, near where he is Nante. Because, or you determine. Dear Yepa, or you're very, very determined. No matter what you say, no matter what you sound, no matter what it is, or you're determined. No matter what, determination is on the high verge. I'm telling you, there are so many people serving prison terms in Insawam who did nothing, in Ankafu who did nothing, Kumasi Central Prison who did nothing. Now, the point is this. Some of them are going to make it back with focus, determination, and hope. Focus! Be determined. Every day is a battle for them, but they still are determined. So everybody in this place will have to understand that a Christian journey in is not a joke. It's not a joke. Why we are Satan born to near? Who be unu say afe? What go hu? E hu be wura unu pe gidie nyadwuma. I want to say what I said again. Where there is fear, faith is not applicable. Anywhere there is fear, faith is not applicable. Therefore, take that fear out of your heart and be determined for 2019 that no matter what it is, you will make life. You will be the pleasure of God. You will succeed in the covenant blessings of Enshiramu Enshirankwa. He shall be well with you. Are you clapping those special hands? Oh yeah. Tiniba. And you are good dinner. You must be determined. Praise the name of the Lord. So that kind of determination takes you to heaven. I'm the pleasure of God. Nothing deters me. Nothing breaks me down. So many people, you know, they hear little gossip about them and they are so, what Jesus said, beware of offenses. It was Sintidia tour. And maybe let me put it this way. And so now, but my Bible says we only hear was intended at all. My opposite will catch and say we only hear from being petty, like the way this nation is petty, very petty. That is why any quo are sorry because people are too petty, 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 petty. Ah man, so that man, join alumni from Achimota School. Church is not for that. Church is far beyond that. Oh, church is far beyond that. Praise the name of the Lord. You know, by now we are building up. That is what we are doing. So be determined. Catch you on your say, be determined. Yeah. Determination and one GDA faith. That's another word for faith. A synonymous or a subtrogental word for faith. Determination. That no matter what the hard or crack, you are there for God. That is what, you know, Esther said, where you go, I will go. Where you sit, I will sit. Your people will be my people. Your God will be my God. You know, that is, you know, what it was his name, Kra? Ruth. That was her determination. Esther said, I will go to the king, which is against the law. And if I perish, I perish. That is the faith I'm talking about. Oh, yeah. That is the same faith he talked about in Romans chapter 8. I will read about that and we take that to today's message proper. All that we are doing is revision. Romans chapter 8, he says something profound. He said, what is it that shall be able to separate us from the love of God? Is it this? Is it death? Is it life? Is this angels? Is this demons? Is it this world? Is it the one to come? For we are persuaded. Oh yeah. That, you know, what's the verse? You know, Romans 8 chapter. Romans chapter 8.
What's it? Romans chapter 8 verse 35. Can home you any Christo domu?
Yeah. Let start a free brother, King Cabrofo.
Who shall separate us from the love of
Christ? Shall separate us from the love of Christ?
Shall tribulation?
Shall tribulation?
Or distress?
Or distress?
Or persecution?
Or persecution?
Or famine?
Or famine?
Or nakedness?
Or nakedness?
Or peril?
Or peril?
Or sword?
Or the sword? Look, go to the next verse. Let's work very quickly. He said,
"As it is written,
as it is written,
for thy sake,
for the sake of Jesus Christ,
we are killed all
we
day
are
long.
Killed every day.
We are counted as sheep for the slaughter."
Dear you. Counted, accounted, or accustomed, marked as sheep for the slaughter. Okay.
Nay, in all these things, we are more than conquerors.
In all these things, we are more than conquerors.
Through him that loved us.
Through Jesus Christ who loved us. God. Next verse. Let's go to the next verse.
For I am persuaded.
Hannah may pass me kind of read.
For I am persuaded
that neither death
nor life,
nor angels, nor principalities,
nor powers,
nor things
present,
nor things
to come
shall be able. Oh, sorry,
nor height,
nor heights,
nor depth,
nor depths,
nor any other creature
will be able
to separate us
from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. This is determination. Faith in Christ. Determination. This is their stand. They can never have one foot here and another here. No! This is their determination. Can I go a little further and even talk to you about somebody? And that is why in John chapter 6 verse 66, you know, Jesus made something profoundly revelatorical in his word. And in John 6 66, this is what he had to say. And he said, and they answered 6 and verse number, we're looking at,
but verse 66, if we are not so, no,
if we are not so,
no, if we are not
so, no, if we are not so, no, if we are not so, no, if we are not so, no, if we are not so, no, if we are not so, no, if we are not so, no, if we are not so, no, if we are not so, no, if we are not so, no, if we are not so, no, if we are not so, no, if we are not so, no, if we are not so, no, if we are not so, no, if we are not so, no, if we are not so, no, if we are not so,
no,
if we are
not so, no, if we are not so,
no, do me in Nunqua, okay?
But so, and all says, do me in a set. Monsum Pesamocobiana,
beside me in a monsumacobiana.
Simon Petro Buana say,
you wouldn't suffer me or to say yes, when you penned a way, I was so crock wrong growth with Momotanano, or who are many more besides the Monsum Pesamocobiana. So I'm a cast one back on Cabradi, so I catch him, Mr. Monco. If they have said, we want to go, the Lord would have said, go. Simon Peter said, Lord, to whom shall we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life. This is the message of this ministry. You can clap those hands. Clap those hands. Blank ransom.
Simon Petro Buan said, "Ready?
When
Cheni ebe
kro? When Cheni ebe kro?
When I want dan kwansa?
Now what dan kwansa?
Ne achiendi?
Na yehunu sa?
Uni nyangu pankuni?
Uni nyangu pankruji ni no? Yehunu sa? Uni nyangu pankruji ni? There's a revelation that we need to get. So words of eternal life, and one of them is the most popular scripture in the Bible, John 3:16. For God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son. Anybody who believes in him will not enter into hellfire, but have eternal life. Eternal life. This is interesting. And I am looking at this particular scripture. It reminds me of John chapter 5, verse 24. John chapter 5, verse 24. This is Bible study. It's not a lecture. John 5, 24. The Bible said, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word and believeth on me, that sent me, has everlasting life. And he shall not come into condemnation, but have passed from death unto life. Go to the next verse. Interesting verse. He said, verily, verily, I say unto you, the hour is coming, and now is when the dead, even the dead, cannot hear you, shall hear the voice of the Son of God. And they that shall hear, till one more better. Tina de Biameka Jose, there's a revelation. Hebrews chapter 9 verse 27 Hebrews 9:27. It is appointed unto man once to die, and after death there shall be judgment. There is judgment awaiting everybody. Bible says Matthew chapter 24 verse 31, the Son of Man shall come in the glory of his Father, and he will gather all the nations before him, as a shepherd gathereth the sheep from the goats, and he will separate the sheep from the goats. And I was saying that God typifies us as his sheep. Onyame fire se ninyan tini onyame ofire se ninyan. Matthew 25, I was saying that if he typifies us as his sheep, then he also is mentioning clearly, in verse number 32, that there are goats. Goats. And what you M punch M papon. There are so many, traits. There are sheep, there is goats among the sheep. And so what he's going to do is that he will gather all of us together, and then he will do the sorting out. He will separate the sheep from among the goats. And that is why this morning I was saying that all that we are asking God is to make us his sheep and not the goats. When we come to church like this, we are feeding the sheep and not entertaining the goats. We are not entertaining the goats. We are feeding the sheep.
Matthew chapter 25 verse 31. No ni papa ni baba na ni ah na bofo nyina ka ne ho. Obetena na ni monyama hinwa so. Na obebo abo amana ma nyina no na nim. Na obepa pa e wo mu said odwanhwefo papa nwanchan ni mrechire mu. Na odi nwanchan ni begina ni fa. Na odi mrechire no so agina ne benkum. Ana na ohina ne bese wona won ni fa no se. Mo ma eje ehira mo. Mo mra me fa ahini a wese sia mo fri wiase mfiti ase no ni. Na e kom de me na mo ma mbibi die. Na se kom de me na mo ma mbibi no mo yi. Me ye ohoho na mo fa me ko fie.
Because my time is so, and I need to stop now, and we get into. But read the other scripture. Which scripture is that?
John chapter 5 verse 24.
John chapter 5 verse number
24.
Read.
Me yokama chomu no kori mu para se. Do ati masem no aji do asuma mi diye no wada.
Ati masem. Nani ya wajini ya wasuma mi ni diye no.
E wadangwa.
O wadangwa. Everybody say dangwa.
Dangwa.
Somebody say eternal life.
Eternal life.
Now everybody, having said that, will it trust me into you?
No re ma atemu mu.
Okay.
No atemu fri owu mu konkwa mu.
Obi a wa fa Kristo Yesu se ni wura ne ne kra jinkwa. Atwem wa fri owu am wa bankwa mu.
Me kama show me no kwa mu para se. Don re ba na adu a awufo obete nyankopon.
Awufo obete wo nyankopon ba ne ne.
Na wona wote ya no be nyankwa.
Tie won wa tie no. They that hear it. Tina na bia mi sitie won wa tie no. Preaching ya ye preaching and them be aso at you. I'm telling you. Tie ni ya na fa ko bobra. Amen. Anya kro kro ya kenya mi adwene. Obi a oba asore hanim se ndro kro ni pa oha. Obi a oba asore hanim sa. Obi a oba asore hanim se boni anim ye nsuru ne ka.
Yes sir.
A everyday affair. Yeah, dear, and only a pet. Yampe, Diana, Yapen, yes, ye free jasso. Perdiania, Neperdiania, a sea jasso. Now, yes, sir, and quite a sea jasso near a good foos. And quite when any fufuni be numbered. Fufu Ned, then, say, Ben, no, don't worry. Sagus. me pasamwa ebe to me aname journey a hantani a bufuo e firi makomem me pasamwa ye nyame asemwa ebe to me aname eniha ha eniha akwa dwiro potwa didie enkwan mu nie ma ho dadwene ne hawo me pasamwa ebe to me aname no me pasamwa ebe to me aname adwaman ensanom akoshibra me pasamwa ebe to me aname abosonsom etimi ya me ya sa enne ye tunu kura de yeso le kontompo edia de etimi ya me ya ma me man gana enya me nwa se bunye yie wo sika koko wo fango wo mframaja wo abonambo wo apopo bibrebo wo adenchemo still unyeyi wo nyiri weho me be cancer machiro bi wasum wo nyiri weho etimi ya me ya sa nokure free adidiye so na kontompo ababeji akonya etu akano Isaiah chapter 5 verse 20 wo se woni wo afre bone papa na wo fre papa bone wo mo a e different from ye nyonyono no wo different nyonyono e ye from woni wo wa wo ye woni si nyansafo dia wo a wo fre bone se e ye papa dia na msa tebuda mu benwunu pa so nyame soma wodi fo ba mugye se die ewrade soma so fa mu akọ kwasi amọ afọ beka saa na gana fo edin semfunu saa ehia sa. Kwasi amọ akuba papa akwanhia I'm telling you one of the where you know there is everything when it comes to the disseminating and the preaching and the expostulation and the elicitation of God's word when it comes to it there are two commodities the message and the messenger I would say that for the last time the message and the messenger the message is a very revered commodity the messenger can be anything but the amazing thing is that the messenger is not as important as the message is the most important thing it doesn't matter who is preaching it if I die today somebody will still carry on if I am not here somebody will take it over you can't stop the message is quick and sharper than every two-edged sword it cuts asunder to the separation of the bone of marrow as of the spirit and soul the Bible said the word of the Lord is a discerner of thoughts and the intents of the heart I am telling you ladies and gentlemen the entrance of his word brings light and gives understanding to the simple you believe it's true yeah. The message cannot be compared to the messenger but you can't stop the message you will never stop the message even if the preacher decides to compromise on the message God will choose another messenger and then that messenger will carry the word of the Lord if Cofidro gets intimidated there will be somebody who will come more fierce more wilder more powerful more anointed to preach the word of the Lord am I talking am I preaching the word of the Lord somebody scream the message can never be stopped apostle Paul preached it. He left it to Timotheus he left it to Titus they left it to you know Catherine Coleman who left it to A.A. Allen who left it you know to Amy Matheson who left it to somebody else brother Braham and left it to John G. Lake and left it to brother Ida Hosa and left it to brother Amuako there are many end time soldiers that are listening right now ladies and gentlemen those soldiers they don't care jack they will arise they will shine for their light is come the glory of the Lord is risen in the name of Jesus somebody scream oh! Scream oh! Scream yo yeah! Elijah left a message, another messenger picked it up. That is Elisha. He carried on with the message. The messenger is not as important as the message. The messenger is like the bottle, but the message is the content. Oh yeah, it can be palm nut oil, but the bottle is not as important, because the moment we exhaust the content, we can throw the container away. When you throw, when you open up or pop up the container of a milk, you know, you can just exhaust the content and throw the container away. I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, you cannot stop the word of God. You cannot stop the move of God. You cannot stop the presence of God. You cannot stop the hand of God. You cannot stop the mandate of God. You cannot stop the obligation of God. God is working. He is up to something. God is working. He is up to something. God is working. He's 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 up to something. God is working. Up to something. Scream. Hey! As I finish my message, I want to tell everybody, therefore, devil, you better watch the spear, because God is up to something. When your target is on Kofi Draw, there are coming many, many, many Kofi Draws. Oh yes, sir. They will arise and preach with fearness and the mandate of the Spirit of the Living God. Am I talking to somebody in this place? Is somebody hearing my voice? Somebody scream! Ah! Ah! Jesus is coming back again. You can't stop that. The Lord is coming back again. Oh yeah. He's coming with his angels. He is coming with the host of heaven. He will judge every man according to their works. Tonight I want to scream, Maranatha. Come, Lord Jesus. Maranatha. I am not talking about a German visa. I'm not talking about an American visa. I'm not talking about a car or a husband. I'm talking about weightier matters that really matters to Almighty God. When this earth has ended and this life has ended, we will have another. That is what I'm talking about. Eternal life. That is what I'm talking about. And that is why I remember scriptures like Isaiah chapter 59. You know, when I look at verse number 9, it tells me of something very, very crazy. And I'm looking at it prophetically, and it's so amazing. The Bible said, therefore, is judgment far from us, neither to what justice overtake us. We wait for the light. But behold, darkness or obscurity for the brightness, but we walk in darkness. In verse number 10, the Bible said, very quick, let's work. We group for the wall like the blind. We group as if we had no eyes. That is what this country, that is where we have come to. Yeah, we want to this, oh, come on. I want to repeat it, because sometimes they don't even want to bring out the core message. You know, when people spend $419,000 on food, equivalent of 3 million Ghana cedis on food in 2 weeks, and there is a voice that is bringing order and judgment, they don't want to hear it. I'm telling the football people, repent or judgment is coming on you. Repent or judgment. Mupa, mon refund this kind of. Some mupa, stand up, muko di, mon refund. Hey, yes, sir. Tianye. You spend 1.1 million on hotels, and you want us to keep quiet. John, we cannot keep quiet. Righteousness and justice are the foundations of the throne of God. Many of Babos one and ever in the next few days, you know. I know what day. Men, I'm catching up. I know what day. Men, two are you be two. That's what is going to happen, because you're not ready. See, be can you know what to see? Tianye. Kenya, me a dream, ain't no joke, baby. As I bring my message to a close, will you bring back the scripture? Put it there. Let's work. We're telling this nation something. We walk in, you know, the Bible said, you know, like in dark places, desolate places, as dead men. Dead men. Can I ask me here, brother? Yes. Look at verse number, what is saying? 11. Let me see what the revelation. We roar like bears and mourn so like doves. We look for judgment, but there is none. For salvation, but it is far from us. Ah, Ghana, what sorry? Salvation, me mo. When you made you mess, say. When you made you mess, say. When you made you mess, say. Who care? One more person will come. You made you mess, say. When you made you mess, say. In the name of church, and you know, almost so ministers and whatever they call themselves. I'm telling the mind of God. You will face the judgment of God. I'm telling you the heart of God. As I bring my message to a close, will it King Kai? Can you give Andrew? You know, King Kai.
But you say, on my abani for say.
Or my adbonye for what must say ye kwe.
Entina tem woni ye ntema warie.
Kwe.
Natin an enso ento ye no. Ye chen hain na che. Esum niye. Na ne esyo enso.
Ye chen hain. Ebra ye chen hain no. Esum unko an ye hru. Kwa.
Ne esyo enso. Ne sum kabi yimu na yenam.
Read.
Ye kika ofe suwa hon se enifra fo.
Ye kika. Se enifra ye fo.
Ne kika sa wana woni ye ni. Yes,
I know one district, only one district. There are 14 schools under trees. 14 in just one district. And you blow 419,000 on food. Okay, kase ni fraini. Makacha. You can't cover the message. The messenger might not be important, but the message, my God. Will you come back, Bruno?
Read the
word. Over 2 years. A child came over the binho. And you want to quench this voice. Oh boy. Nego vidro wanadia na ba yesu kurewu. What are you talking about? There are many people who will continue with the message. We will preach anyhow, preach any day, preach any time, preach it anyhow. Come on, Bruno.
Name Quadje, Nanny and Temuari. Yamra to a doors with him.
Yamra to a doors with him.
And Bonnie dear dance yet here.
Bonnie dear dance here.
Yamra to a day and him. Nayamu Yosu Yenim. Yatu Radimra Ato Nkontompo.
Yatu Radim Braya dear.
Ato Nkontompo. Naya Panya Kopoechi. Yakasan Shasone to Yakasa. Yasusu Ato Samoa Kumamuna Yaka. Now what Dania Temueni. Natina Yakojin at Chichi.
Pia! You are their friend. What they will do is that they will buy you out. They can bring you an SUV V8 and then you will keep quiet. If you refuse it, then your traps are many. Get ready for that. Tianya! Oh, wait here. I've been with a hand going there. Wait here. Can you hear me? I'll be out here.
Now, no cry, dear. I'm here now.
No cry! Me, my emo! I'm here now. No cry, I'm here now. In my country. Go to the court, you'll be shot. Go to the police station. We'll be with Casey Pa. I was watching, there is a program on our television station, UTV, about prisoners. There is a little boy they interviewed. The boy is going to be 15 this year. The police officer wrote in the docket that the boy was 18 and had been sent, a minor, had been sentenced, who is serving almost like 10 years in prison. Yeah. 15 years. He's going to be 15 this year. And even that, even when we have brought it into the light, there is no justice. I thought you said there is a ministry of women and children. Where is our minister? Wake up! My darling, there is work to do. Not cameras. Not in Shishenimo. We need truth to work. Will you come back, Bruno?
Now, the Ochino free bone on what form the fa.
Go back to the previous verse.
Now, no cray, I had the idea.
No cray. Now, go to the very previous one.
Now, what done at him when
he done at him when he
not seen any acquaintance at Chitri.
Turn it where we don't go acquaintance at Chitri.
Now, no cray, she form a jum.
No cray. Bedroom and no crab a she form. Bedroom. This kind of talk, they will not expose it to power. I'm telling you, I'm penny for from opposition to government. Nukurenim, I'm telling you. Kuntunchi doso. Adani dani atemweni. Mabudo fwa semyeni. He gana hao nisko biya mfanya he. He kaa sama chila. Even in Asori Democrat, who ni Asori, the all kinds of treatments that you will get in church, you won't like it. That is why the boys go for Sikedro and all that, because they know that when they have some money, they will be recognized, they will be acknowledged, and all that kind of thing. We can't babble on the empong.
Now they are chin of everybody on what form nefa.
Oh, yeah, we'll be our chin of everybody. You may try some atoso and try some antoso. One best of my girl will be so mess over here. One so one here. I may train. May trauma. I'm waiting. One fat girl will be mad. We'll be done issue. I see a full moon today. God is looking for a Moses to say, do not destroy them. God is looking for an Abraham who will say, if there are 50 righteous people in Sodom and Gomorrah, will you destroy the righteous with the ungodly? And then he will say, will the judge of all the earth not do justice? We need an intercessor like John the Baptist, who will go tear the earth, who will go to Herod and rebuke him and reprove him and say, you cannot take your brother's wife. You can't kill your brother and possess his wife. We need people like that in our generation. People like that. We need them in our generation.
No, no, so very maybe any ho. Now, you know, one was so come up for beer any ho. And then the bassa chain on and it's an ewano. No, she attend an essay catabo. Now, quite yet at the church, shenny tea. Now, she are retort at the catan ho. No, fra a retort sentoma. Set or yea, no, Sarah, na or best show on an emu. Dear Bufushia, a man, now we hear for.
Tia! Now, maybe a Bufushia never can go any.
Ne, a catchia, a man, a town
for Sidian, whatever.
A catchia.
Tia! I'm a corrid sagan and scanning nakatia damnum. I'm telling you the heart of God. Opa, CSE Wakuma, rend your hearts. Joel 2:13. Rend your hearts tonight. Put it on the board. Joel 2:13. Rend your hearts. And not your garment, and tend to the Lord your God. For he is gracious and merciful. That means grace is not mercy, and mercy is not grace. For he is gracious and mercy, slow to anger, great in kindness, and repented him of the evil. Will he
come?
I tell Ghana, repent, come back to the Lord. And they were my power who are come for ajeje billboards. They can bribe police officers, army officers. Pioneer! Yeah. We can have people like itimichi car, forestry free, timichi inuya, when tia, we see cash. Utia memari kanako. And benifoni ni mia munko road so. Task force for no na mama o mokwain woma yi. Everything we cannot manage well in this country, the people that came as the third parties have become wealthy. Like water. Provision of potable water. Because we can't do it well, we took all who will fear 170 million. We have water tank, 230. 230. Couldn't that be doing something better in Ghana Water's pocket? But and you are blowing 419 on food. You have misplaced, miscalculated priorities. You repent or perish. Repent or perish. No crash yasi wo bedjam. Matrini ako jine chiri 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 chiri. No kure. And then time when I look at that particular scripture, it reminds me of Deuteronomy chapter 11 verse 26. We need resuscitation, resurrection. If he that raised up Christ from the dead dwells in you, the Bible said he shall also quicken your mortal bodies. That's so much. The plants are not giant enough, not bold enough. It's weak, it's frail, it's vulnerable. It does not have focus. It lacks concentration. If you don't lack concentration, we will not be having 3 years secondary school and 4 years and 3 years. And now we don't even know where we are going. Blue, red, and whatever you call it. I'm telling you the mind of God. If we can come back to God and repent, he will be gracious and turn back to us. We need justice in our nation. We need truth in our hearts as individuals and people. I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, you cannot destroy that which God is doing. And I want to finish by telling everybody in this place, buy truth and sell it not. Turn no crack na and turn. Na enton. Don't God penukre na monto. Monton. E can't say much the mutiny. Will you be a woman?
But your Proverbs 23, verse 23.
Proverbs 23:23. Kind.
Tonokre. Na enton.
Buy the truth and sell it not. Put it on the thing. Let's try to fix it in different versions. He said, buy the truth and sell it not. Also, wisdom and instruction. Come back to it. Come back to it. And understanding. You need it. Don't sell it. Go to the next version. Look at this. Buy truth. Don't sell it for love. This version is a crazy version. Go to the next version. Buy the truth and do not sell it. Get wisdom, discipline, and understanding. Everybody say discipline.
Discipline.
That is the word where we get the word disciple. Maybe the last version. Get the truth and never sell it. Also wisdom, discipline, and good are like this. Good judgment. Diwudi wudi antem asentene. Obi promise wo so be ware wo wan ware wo no disappointing to the sabon you know no accord the next relationship and I did to Biba. The one who knew and tem assentine. Umpe would have no catcher and an uncle. A man named Fred Fro and Tata Abraham Peno. We yes, Cadia, no friend, no a jet. Yammy Betchum was so beer. So you know, now, so clap your hands for the Lord.
This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ. Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odro. Venue, Tesono Worship Center near Tesono Gardens. Come and encounter a deep and total renewal in Christ. For inquiries, call 0202-614-781.